Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross, and today I'm going to do a podcast on ETI Eloquence. ETI Eloquence is a SAPI 4 text-to-speech program for Windows. It works on Windows 95 all the way up to Windows 10. And I'm going to be demonstrating this in a Windows XP virtual machine on a Windows 10 host. I already have it installed on Windows 10, and I don't feel like uninstalling it and reinstalling it. And I want to try it on an operating system that is very easy to use for you guys. I have the virtual machine running, and in this podcast I'll be showing you how to install it, what's special about this speech engine, some things to note about it, and how to uninstall it. Anyway, I'll press Alt-Tab.
Windows XP VM pane.
Okay, I will press Tab to make sure the virtual machine is at the desktop.
Start button, Control S.
Oh, it is. I'll press Shift Tab.
Desktop list, ETI Eloquence 6.1, SAPI 4, 3 of 3, ETI Eloquence 6.1, SAPI 4, 3 of 3.
Anyway, this is a self-extracting executable that I copied from my folders on my computer to the virtual machine. I'll press Enter.
7-zip self-extracting archive dialog extract to extract to edit all text selected C documents and settings administrator desktop.
Now this is like for the setup files and stuff. I built the installer, by the way. I modified a Dolphin installer, and what I did is wrote an installation script so it can install Eloquence, and I copied all the appropriate Eloquence files for all the languages and documentation and programs and whatnot, so I have a full SAPI for Eloquence. I'll press Enter to extract it to that location.
Desktop list. 50 desktop list. ETI Eloquence 6.1 SAPI 4 3 of 3. ETI Eloquence 6.1 SAPI 4 4 of 4.
I'll press Enter.
ETI Eloquence 6.1 SAPI 4. Folder view list. ETI Eloquence not selected 1 of 7.
I'm going to press S to run the setup.exe program.
S. Setup 5 of 7.
I'll press Enter.
Your computer might be at risk.
Yeah.
Dolphin welcome dialog to install ETI Eloquence US English single user version 6.1. Press Enter. Next button, Alt 10.
I'll press Enter.
Type of installation property page. Please choose the type of installation you want. Use cursor keys to select and enter to accept. Automatic installation radio button checked. Alt A.
All just automatic. Well, like, it'll ask us like what we're going to install it and start menu and things like that. I just keep it at automatic, just so I can do the defaults. I'll press Enter.
Finish button, Alt F.
I'll just press Enter.
Dolphin in. Installing ETI Eloquence dialog ptv.ulc. Program files ETI Eloquence. Cancel button.
It's installing it, registering the DLLs. Next it's going to
start Microsoft Speech API 4.0 dialog extract. Install dialog. The installation of ETI Eloquence has completed successfully. OK button. ETI Eloquence 6.1 SAPI 4, folder view list, setup 5 of 7.
I'll press Alt F4 to close this.
Desktop list, ETI Eloquence 6.1 SAPI 4, 4 of 4.
And if I wanted to use it with NVDA, I could just go ahead and go to the synthesizer dialog and change it to SAPI 4. But what I'm actually going to do first is show you what's unique about this speech engine. I'm going to open a little program that came with it called EloqTalk, and I'll show you what I mean.
Control panel C6 of 11.
I'll press P for programs.
P, printers and faxes, P8 of 11. P, all programs, submenu P.
I'll press Enter.
Set program access and default S.
Press E.
E, EloqTalk E.
And I'm going to press Enter on EloqTalk.
Taskbar. EloqTalk from SpeechWorks workspace.
And it's like a little text editor program. And I'm actually going to open the new in submenu to show you what languages it supports.
File submenu Alt F.
So we have a menu bar. I'll show you the menu bar real quick.
Edit submenu Alt E. Search submenu Alt S. Reading submenu Alt R. Options submenu Alt O. Window submenu Alt W. Help submenu Alt H. System submenu space. File submenu Alt F.
So yeah, that's the menu bar. I'll press down arrow.
New Control NN. Open. Control OO. Close unavailable C. New in submenu I.
And I'll press right arrow to go to New England, and we'll see the languages it supports. So it supports
US English S, UK English K, Espanol E, Mexicano M, France IF, Quebec Q, Deutsch D, Italian I, Portugal SP, Mandarin Chinese C, Sudo U, Japanese J, Korean O.
So it's quite multilingual. Now here's something about eloquence. There are words that can crash eloquence. And let's say we want to fix these words across all SAPI 4 applications. We can do this. I will press escape.
New in submenu I. File submenu alt F.
And I will press right arrow to go to the options menu.
Edit sub search readings options submenu alt O.
And I will press down until I get to the dictionary editor.
Speaking options, F9 unavailable S. User dictionaries, F10 unavailable D.
Oh, I forgot to create a new document.
Options subread sub edit submen file sub new control. Elec talk from speech works untitled 1. Workspace untitled 1 dialog boxes in US English. Speech in untitled 1 dialog boxes in US English. Speech in US English. Edit multi-line blank.
And I believe the shortcut key for the dictionary editor is F10. I think.
Dictionaries dialog add button alt A.
So we're in. Sorry, I got a cough. Sorry about that, guys. I'm gonna go press space on the add button.
Dictionary entry dialog add entry to special words dictionary key grouping edit blank.
Now what's the word that we want to add? I'm gonna type in a crash code.
W E D H E S D A Y.
I'll press tab.
Translation grouping edit blank.
Now what do I want it to say instead of wet has day or instead of crash? I mean, I'll type in
W E D. N E D S S D E D E W E D N E S D A Y. Key grouping speak button alt S.
It will speak the key, but if I if I make it speak the key, it will crash the program. And I'm not gonna do that. I'll press tab.
Translation grouping speak button alt P.
Speak the translation. I'll just do that.
Wednesday.
So that's what it would say if it encountered Wet Hesday. I'll press tab.
SDR from key button alt K.
It will generate a phonetic representation from the word, from the original word, or
SDR from translation button alt T.
Convert the translation or the replacement word into a phonetic representation. And I'll press tab.
OK button. Dictionaries dialog add button alt A.
Now if I press tab, you'll have
edit button alt T.
Edit the entry.
Delete button alt D.
Or delete it.
Speak grouping key button alt K.
Or like speak buttons for a key and translation.
Trans button alt D. Close button.
Close.
Elec talk from speech works untitled 1. Untitled 1 dialog boxes in US English. Speech in US English. Edit multi-line blank.
Now what I'm going to do is to actually prove to you that it works on all applications, not just this little Elec talk. I'll press alt F4.
Word desktop list ETI eloquence 6.1 SAPI 4.4.4.
And I'll switch to SAPI 4.
NVDA menu preferences general set synthesizer. Synthesizer Microsoft Speech API version 4.
I'll press enter.
Desktop list ETI eloquence 6.1 SAPI 4.4.4.
And I'll open Notepad by going to the run dialog and typing Notepad.
Run dialog N O T E P A D. The untitled Notepad edit multi line. Blank.
Now I'll type Wet Hess Day.
W E D H E S D A Y. Wednesday.
It worked. So this is cool.
Notepad, no button, desktop yeah. List.
Another cool feature of this is you can make your own voices. I'm gonna make a whispery robotic voice or something. I don't know. Something strange. Something that sounds weird.
NVDA RefJet Synthesizer. E-Speak.
Desktop list. E-T.
I'll go to the Elec talk again.
Control set print help reset on my all NVDA all my reason my dot all pro application Windows catalog dub Windows access games submen NVD startup internet X outlook remote Windows media Windows ETI set pro ETI eloquent menu Elec talk key
enter
ETI eloquence Elec talk from speech works workspace file submenu file menu new control Elec talk from speech work
now create a new file to create. To go to the voice control panel, press F9.
General dialog vocal tract, pitch, speed, volume, head size, pitch fluctuation, roughness, breathiness, speaker, combo box English American, Read adult mail, 6.1 alt K.
And we're at the speaker dialog box, we'll press tab.
Show test panel button alt N.
Show test panel allows us to do things like change the test message. I'm just gonna show you guys a test panel, show you what the full dialog looks like.
Hide test panel.
Press tab.
Save speaker as, button alt V.
Save speaker as, I'll do that later.
Test button alt D.
Test, I'll press enter.
This is a test.
Tab.
Okay button.
Okay.
Close button.
Close button.
Compare button alt C.
Compare. Compare voices.
Comparison voice. Combo box adult male 1 auto.
Yeah, if the test panel was hidden, these voices would not be showing in this list. And I'm gonna go press the home key.
Adult female 1.
I'll press alt C to compare all the voices.
This is a test.
Adult male 1.
This is a test.
Adult male 2.
This is a test.
Adult male 3.
This is a test.
Child 1.
This is a test.
Elderly female 1.
This is a test.
Elderly male 1.
This is a test.
Adult female, adult male 1.
Those are all the voices. I'll press tab.
Property page, vocal tract, pitch, speed, volume, head size, pitch fluctuation, roughness, breathiness, voice characteristics, grouping, label, combo box, adult male 1, read only alt B.
Is our voice or label that we want to base off? I'm not entirely sure why speaker, there are both speakers and labels. I just use speakers because I'll press tab.
Male radio button checked alt M.
The vocal tract, male vocal tract, or
female radio button checked alt F.
This is a test.
Yeah, I'll press up arrow.
Male radio pitch, text alt B, pitch, edit alt B, selected 118.
The pitch in hertz, it's 40 hertz to 422 hertz.
Scroll bar 20.
And when you move the scroll bars around, they don't speak when you move them.
Speed, edit alt E, selected 176.
Speed, this is from 70 words per minute to 1,297 words per minute.
Scroll bar 8. Volume, edit alt L, selected 26,987.
One between 65,535, I think.
Scroll bar 41.
Press tab.
Head size, edit alt Z, selected 50.
Head size, I'm gonna just
scroll bar 50.
I'll change it to something like 41 or so. I'll press up arrow 9 times.
Head size, edit alt Z, selected 41.
I'll press alt T to press alt T for it to test.
This is a test.
Perfect.
Scroll bar 41. Pitch fluctuation. Text alt scroll.
Actually, I'll show you what it sounds like at 0.
This is a test.
And at 100.
This is a test.
I'm gonna make it, let's see.
This is a test. This is a test. This is a test.
41. I'll press tab.
Pitch fluctuation, scroll bar 30.
Yeah, if I have it, 0.
This is a test. This is a test.
100. I will press up arrow. The home key. And I just gotta add a bit of intonation, maybe about 5%.
This is a test.
Actually, I'll just change the head size down one little increment.
Pitch fluctuate, pitch scroll bar 41.
This is a test.
Oh, anyway, that's a little bit better.
Pitch scroll bar 5, rough scroll bar 0.
Roughness, let me show you what this does. 50%.
This is a test. This is a test.
I'm gonna change it to about 50.
This is a test.
Perfect.
Breathiness, breath scroll bar 0.
Breathiness. I'm gonna show what this sounds like. At 50.
This is a test.
And at 100.
This is a test.
I'm gonna change it back to 0.
This is a test.
I'll press tab.
Describe as, button alt I.
Describe as, like, allows you, like, adult, gender. Like, it allows you to describe the voice as something for a certain application, like what it would appear as. It doesn't change the sound of the voice, but I just leave it as it defaults.
Store, button alt R.
Store as a label. Again, I don't really care for that.
Undo changes, button alt U.
Undo changes allows us to go back to the defaults of our original voice.
Edit stored voices, button alt E.
Same as store voices.
Edit selected, this is a test.
Test phrase, since I made it show the panel.
Speaker, combo box English American, read adult male, 6.1 alt K.
We can customize more things. I'll press tab.
Hide test panel button alt N.
I press control tab to move to the next tab, because there are 3 tabs. I will press tab.
Save speaker as button alt test button alt T. OK button. Apply button alt cancel mut. Compare button alt comparison. Property page tag extensions. Unknown tags. Audio, native language, and dialect. Combo box American English alt L.
I'm gonna just cycle through all the languages, and the languages aren't. The language names are not actually. You'll see what I mean. What? I'll press down arrow.
Brazilian Portuguese.
It's supposed to be Brazilian Portuguese, but it's actually British English.
This is a test.
So they're all messed up. I don't know why. I'll just go through all these and tell you. I'll tell you the real language after it says what it's supposed to mean. Because I've been using this synth for quite a while, so I know I know what all languages are supposed to sound like.
British English.
British English is supposed to be, I believe, Castilian Spanish.
Esto es una demostración.
Canadian French.
It's supposed to be Mexican Spanish.
Esto es una demostración.
I mean, yeah. It's Mexican Spanish instead of Canadian French. I'll press down arrow.
Castilian Spanish.
Societal test.
It's French.
Mexican Spanish.
Societal test.
So I'm just translating all this for you guys, so you know what's what.
Simplified Chinese.
So it's.
Jetzt wird getestet.
German.
Standard Finnish.
Crystal test.
Italian.
Standard French.
Chinese.
Standard German.
East Wind test G.
Portuguese.
Standard Italian.
KOREWATSUPODSU. Dotto.
Japanese.
Standard Japanese.
Demount test.
Finnish.
Standard Korean.
ISUIJUATSUTU.
SHIOMYOMYUMNITA. That sounds so weird. I'll go back to American English.
American English.
Tab.
Style. Combo box normal alt Y.
The only one option here, I'm not sure what that's for.
Tag processing grouping. Interpret radio button checked alt I.
You can enter tags like to modify voice settings for skits and things, but that's kind of beyond the scope for this particular podcast. I'll probably do another podcast devoted to tags or something like that. In the future, there are a lot of tags. It would just take me all day to explain all of it. And by the way, a help guide comes with this. There are help files inside your Eloquence folder, and they only work on. And if you're running Windows Vista or higher, you need to get the WinHelp 32 executable program. It's also available on my website. So I might link to that in the description as well. I'll press down arrow.
Treat as unknown tags radio button checked alt U.
Treat as unknown tags. If Elk Talk or another program that supports tags will. It'll treat the tag as an unknown. I'll press up arrow.
Interpret radio button checked alt I. Ignore radio button checked alt G.
Yeah, for unknown tags, you can ignore them, or.
Speak radio button checked alt E.
Speak characters, which can get a bit boring after a while instead of the. Because when it speaks the characters, it's boring, but when it does the effects, it's very cool. I'll press up arrow.
Ignore radio button checked alt G.
Back to ignore.
PC 11.025 KHZ radio button checked alt 1.
This TTS engine can support 11 kilohertz for the sample rate, or it could be used for the phone. I believe for the phone, I think it was like for these automated telephone services, they could embed Eloquence into the service. You know, because they even have a little program. It's a Sappy 4 application that is a pretend pizza place. Like, what it does is you choose your text-to-speech and speech recognition engines. Then what you do is it will say, welcome to the, I don't remember what the pizza place, it's, welcome to the Acme Pizza Center, what would you like? You know, you just do all your stuff. And it's not real, don't worry. Unfortunately, it will not deliver pizza. That's kind of sad, but, you know, it's for fun. I'll probably link to some of this stuff as well. Where was I? Oh, yeah, let's see.
PC 11.02.
If you press up arrow, it will do the following.
Comparison voice.
Oops.
Compare button alt prostar tag ignore PC 11.02. Notice dialog, you have changed the audio setting for the speaker. This change will not take effect until you close the dialog box and reinitialize your application to use this speaker. OK button. General dialog PC 11.
Effect to PC.
Edit. Selected. This is a test.
Another test dialog. I'll press
Steve test button alt T okay button apply cancel compare button alt.
I'll press control tab again.
Comparison edit button dictionary type edit comparison voice edit button alt T.
Dictionary, we can add yeah.
Dictionary type. Combo box special words alt D.
Like our special words dictionary.
Roots.
Roots.
Abbreviations.
Abbreviations. And I'm not entirely sure what these dictionaries are, their differences are, but the only one I really care about is the special words dictionary. If you want to learn more about dictionaries and phonetic representations and stuff like that, I recommend going to the Eloquence help file. It's for your language. I put the help files for 8 languages in the installer, so I'll press up arrow.
Roots. Special words.
And we already edited the dictionary. So
edit
press.
Comparison voice.
Press down twice.
Property page description. English American. Read adult male. 6.1 WID.
Let's see.
WID description. Edit read only. Selected English American. Read adult male. 6.1.
We haven't saved our voice yet. So this is how it would show up in a sappy voice.
WID. Edit read only. Selected.
Good thing, I'm not sure what that's for.
Edit. Selected. This is a test.
So yeah.
This comparison voice. Proper. Property page vocal compare but cancel apply but okay test save hide test save speaker as
but I'll do a save speaker as I'll press enter.
Save speaker as dialogue speaker description with F49CD547C can speaker edit all test selected user defined.
Let's see what can I name this weird speaker? I'll name it E space T, ET for extraterrestrial.
Description. Edit Alt D. Selected user defined.
User defined.
With edit OK button.
I'll press enter on OK.
General dialog delete speak test button Alt D delete save speaker.
And if you make changes, there'll be a save speaker button. And if you press enter on it, we'll save your changes.
Delete speaker button.
We'll delete the speaker.
Test button. OK button. Elec talk from.
Now what I'm gonna do?
Word desktop list. ETI I'm Elec when
six. Go to SAP before.
NVDA Presenter Synthesizer Synthesizer. Microsoft Speech.
Desktop list. Eat.
And our user-defined voices will show up at the end of the list of voices.
NVDA Registered Voice Settings.
Press end.
English American. ET user-defined. 6.1 ETI Eloquence.
Let's just say that's weird.
Rate. Slider 9 ultra pitch. Volume, slider for pitch rate voice, combo box English American, desktop.
That's a very weird voice. Anyway, and what I'm actually gonna do?
Mouse and the rep synthesizer, e-speak.
Desktop list, ET.
And actually, when you uninstall this, it will leave your dictionaries and voices behind. So if you happen to realize, so don't worry, if you uninstall, your voices are not preserved. I mean, or your voices are preserved, but if you're really smart and really want to get rid of everything, you have to erase the dictionary files and go in the registry to erase the voices. And I'm pretty sure this might be overwhelming for some of you, and it's not a big deal if your dictionaries and voices are left behind. So if you happen to want to have a later time, you'll get your old voices back. And actually, what I'm actually going to warn you guys is that the Chinese voices crash screen readers. I'm not going to demonstrate it for obvious reasons, because I just don't want to worry about having to reboot NVDA and stuff like that. I actually might. I'm not going to demonstrate how to uninstall it, because it's very simple. But before you install it, make sure no applications are using it. And if your screen reader was using it, I recommend rebooting it. And when you uninstall it, it'll ask if you want to install. Click yes or no. If you click yes, it'll say it's uninstalled completely. And, you know, that's pretty much it for this podcast. And I'm going to end now by shutting down Windows XP. I'll press Alt F4.
Dialog. Standby button. Alt S.
I'll press Alt U.
Taskbar.
Windows XP VM Audacity panel track view tape.
Before I end the podcast, I would like to mention that this is valuable. And some people say about old software, they say, Jake, why do you like to collect all this? You know, like quite a few people have asked me, like not online or anything, but some people ask me, why do I like to preserve all this? You know, it's like a museum. It's like all these old, think of it as old artifacts from Egypt or ancient Egypt or something. It's, and a lot of people like to study all this old stuff, like ancient Egypt, and they like to study Shakespeare, just, you know, like to study all this old stuff because it's interesting. Same goes with software. People like to play with it in old operating systems. So, you know, I really think this should really be preserved and not thrown away, because some old software was very hard to find, and I put it on my website for everybody to download. Free of charge, or any, no weird ads or anything will appear on my website. It's just a standard FTP site. And I will be linking to this program, the self-extracting executable with all this inside it, in the podcast description on the SAM2B website. And anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you want to contact me, just email me at datajake@gmail.com. I'm on the audio games forum. I'm known as DataJake1999. On Klango, I'm known as DataJake. And that's pretty much it, guys. And I'll see you in the next podcast on another speech synthesizer I might find or demonstrate in the future. Anyway, I'll see you guys later. Bye.